Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry for inconvenience. I am not quite ready yet since I have a couple of other presentations in the meeting. Anyway, the title of my presentation is Satellite-Based Estimating Satellite-Based Modeling Framework for Estimating Seasonal Carbon Fluxes Over Agricultural Lands Using Satellite Remote Sensing. Anyway, the main presentation is about the high resolution modeling framework to estimate the carbon fluxes of our agricultural lands. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors for their support and help during this research. So here is the outline of my presentation. Assuming that, given the short time, assuming that everybody here knows the significance of carbon monitoring and management in the agricultural system, I start with what are the some challenges with the satellite remote sensing in the carbon modeling for the agricultural systems. And then I will discuss about what is the motivation for using the EPIC and what are the carbon cycle representation in EPIC, and what kind of modifications we have done to model the carbon fluxes in EPIC model. For those who are not familiar with the EPIC model, I will details I will provide later in the presentation. And later, we have developed a simple algorithm to downscale the MODIS reflectance data, and I will show how we have done, and I show some results with comparison with other leaf area index products. And we choose the made flux tower in Nebraska and tested the downscaled LEI measurements by integrating in the EPIC, and results and discussion. So before I go into my presentation, I would like to define a couple of fundamental terms in the carbon carbon fluxes. So the plants use the light energy to convert the carbon dioxide into carbohydrate. It fixes the atmospheric carbon as a carbohydrate. The total that carbohydrate is called GPP, and some of that carbon is used for the plant biological processes. It's called autotrophic respiration. If you direct that, you get the net primary production. Part of the carbon is used for the in the soil to, going back to the atmosphere through heterotrophic respiration. The remaining carbon is called net ecosystem exchange. That's what we model in the EPIC. So with that, the fundamental concept, I'm going into challenges in satellite remote sensing for carbon modeling of agricultural systems. So as we're familiar that croplands are very highly heterogeneous, meaning that within the small land surface, we have many different types of lands. And also the phenology changes very rapidly. For that, we require high resolution satellite data in terms of temporal resolution and spatial resolution. If you see, this is extracted from the Iowa, which is almost like corn and soybean in Iowa. If you see the one MODIS pixel, within the MODIS pixel, you have different land types. And the second thing is, so some of the models, the process models use satellite data, but the representation is very broad. So they can, all these satellite-based methods use all the crops as a one biome and characterize their light use efficiency. As you see here, there is a MODIS NPP product. We extracted all the corn and soybean in the Iowa and Illinois, and so we in the recently published paper, we have developed based on the inventory data modeling framework. We noticed that MODIS NPP is underestimated over the croplands. So the reason behind that is the parameterization. They don't have individual crops, and also you see in general in northern the pattern of the NPP also changes. The north region usually in the Iowa higher yields, south in the lower yields. The pattern reversed in the MODIS product. And why we are using EPIC? So as you see this figure, this is a North American carbon program model intercomparison of the different models to estimate the NEE. So this is from the MAID site. They compared different models. So what they found is that the crop-specific parameterization is very critical in estimating the cropland fluxes, and crop-specific based models capture better than other general models. So that is the main motivation. So for that, what we have done is, the first thing is we try to downscale the MODIS reflectance, because the MODIS with the MODIS has a high temporal resolution 8-day product, but the coarse resolution limits sometimes to estimate the carbon fluxes. So we developed the downscaling method. There are some sophisticated method based on the regression tree data fusion techniques, but the thing is that they require simultaneous high and low resolution images. So it's very difficult to get the simultaneous high and low the high resolution images when we apply the model at the large scale like state or national level. So we developed a simple algorithm based on the land cover. So based on the fundamental concept is that when the land use in the land use classification, the basic concept is the similar reflectance, the pixels that has a similar reflectance considered as a one land use category. But same principle we used in a reverse mode, we use a high resolution land cover and estimated the pixels that has the mixed with the different land cover types. So here is the equation so we developed. So here is the result of the MODIS downscaling. The right side, the image shows the zooming of this is the study area. Upper imagery is the study region, and we zoom into the small location. You see that the features in the MODIS 250 meter resolution in the downscale one. I wouldn't say that when compared to Landsat, it's fairly still coarse. But it has some features. So we compared the MODIS reflectance with Landsat, we get around like 80% for more than 80% correlation with the when we compare the Landsat imagery. So what we have done is we downscale the MODIS reflectance and estimated the leaf area based on the RDBI. The original idea is to use the radiative transfer model, but the work is under progress. For this presentation, we estimated the renormalized vegetation indices. So this is based on the Hobenden et al. Study. They found that RDBI captures LEI pretty good when the leaf area is less than the 5. So using the NIR band and red band, we estimated the RDBI. And using the equation in that literature, we estimate the LEI and compared with the different LEI products. One is MODIS LEI product. It's a 250 meter spatial resolution product, and this is the mode is the downscaled reflectance based RDBI based leaf area index. And the third one, this one is the downscale MODIS LEI. The Dr. Fang Yeo from the USDA Bells will develop a simple algorithm based on the regression tree approach. These are all LEI estimates are at the MAID site. So we compared all four products, and so I mean the clearly see that the MODIS LEI MODIS LEI start with very high early planting stage and reduced substantially at the peak stage. So what we have done is in the EPIC we modified some functions to read the reflectance and feed the LEI into the MODIS to estimate the net ecosystem exchange. So here is the results. So the black spots are based on the observations at the MAID site, and this is EPIC simulated LEI means EPIC itself estimate the leaf area index based on the climate data. So this is MODIS LEI is this red color, and RDBI based LEI is downscaled MODIS reflectance based LEI. So these are very preliminary, but this is for 2010 year 10. The RDBI based LEI is fairly well agree with the observation data. One thing you can notice, the MODIS LEI based one is during the in the early planting stage very it's very low, and also like it's very scattered. So this is the NPP, this is net primary production. Same pattern you can observe here too. So one thing is that EPIC simulated LEI is kind of underestimating, because the LEI in the EPIC model estimates based on the temperature, the heat unit measurements. Maybe there is a bias in the climate data. That's why it might be just underestimated. But at this point, because it's only one site and 1 year, I would emphasize that these consider as a preliminary. And the conclusions is downscale approach allows us to capture interannual and regional variability in crop production and carbon uptake. The EPIC model, the basic thing is that EPIC model doesn't have the way to read the remote sensing LEI. We change the model to read them, and the next steps will be the basic idea, original idea is to feed the MODIS downscale MODIS reflectance into the radiative transfer model, regularized canopy reflectance model, to estimate the crop specific leaf area based on the individual crop phenology. But we are not there yet. So after that, once we develop, once we finish that, we will apply the model at large scale and validate with other flux tower measurements. With that, I am concluding.